Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Now we'll see if Devin Booker takes a bow tonight on another stage.
I mean, look, man.
What?
Devin Booker better just decide to in L.A.
You better go mama mentality.
That's another big stage, and usually on the big stages.
Huge stage.
Right.
With our fake fans in the crowd.
Little L.A. What is with the cutouts, by the way? I thought we were past that.
Yeah,
watching
the
game at Staples makes me feel like I got to put a mask on.
It's not the same.
I start washing my hands. Like, are we still in this
thing? You know, we follow some rules in our state.
Apparently not.
Because
it remains an issue. Apparently not.
We're not quite ready to open up yet.
No, well.
And it could cost us.
Well, you're talking about because of the lack of
it's
not a real home court advantage. And then you go to Phoenix, and it's like
I don't even know.
It's like raucous crowd.
It's like MSG last night. It's like raw. You're like, wow.
6,500 in a 20,000 seat arena sound like
it
hollow.
Doesn't.
Well,
especially in that building because it's so cavernous that it just the sound just goes up and keeps going.
So. But that's no excuse.
Absorbed by all those banners.
No excuse for us.
Statement opportunity for
18
LBJ.
Of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Get the number right.
What Jay's saying, though, because you're right. It's a first-round game. This is not a legacy game by any
statement
means.
Statement opportunity.
But you're talking about more of a statement for him at this point in his career. We've seen him drag weak rosters all the way to the finals. We've seen it.
Drag weak rosters. That's why I said he could earlier in the year. I said Sacramento. Put him on the Sacramento Kings. They got a shot.
I do not want to.
There is no way LeBron James
this conversation.
On Sacramento.
Well, you just said to me.
Don't
you just
do
said
it.
To me, Alan.
Don't
he,
do it.
You just said he drugged some teams, certain places.
Dragged.
Okay?
Yeah. He didn't drug any teams.
Well, you know what I mean.
Drag.
But, yes.
What?
Nothing at all. It was just that sounded weird. But Anthony Davis is a big part of whatever is going to happen tonight. He has been getting treatment on what is now, let's see, where does it start? Where did it start with him? The Achilles, then a knee, now the groin.
It's something. Elbows, shoulders, fingers.
Head, shoulder, knees,
eyes,
and toes.
Eyes, neck, everything.
So he's waiting to be cleared by doctors. Adrian Wojnarowski, our ESPN NBA insider, was on Greeny yesterday and discussed the uncertainty of AD's status. But you would have to believe he's going to play. And then you get that physio tape, put some Tussin on it, whatever it takes. He definitely has to at least be in uniform tonight, Jay.
Key, would you rather AD play tonight or would you rather him sit out in order to ensure long-term that he was going to be okay?
No, I need him to tear it off the bone tonight. I need him to get out on the floor tonight. I don't care about a year from now, 6 months from now, next week, tonight. Because if you don't take care of business tonight, it ain't no tomorrow, right? Now, all of a sudden.
Well, there is. He signed a 5-year extension.
Again.
There's a lot of tomorrows that you're paying for.
You didn't let me finish.
Okay. Well, you said there ain't no tomorrow.
There's no tomorrow because the reset button has to you have to rethink the entire organization if you get bounced.
The entire organization?
Oh, the team? Meaning like the team.
Yeah.
You have to rethink.
The team that just won a championship.
Yeah, you got to rethink it because you got Morris, you got
KCP.
KCP, mm-hmm. You got
Alex Caruso.
Caruso, which is
Kyle
a keeper
Kuzma.
For me.
Schroeder.
Kuzma, Schroeder. You got all them type of dudes. You got to start thinking about, okay, this ain't – because now you got to think beyond 2022.
Of course.
2023. Is AD going to be – because LeBron's going to be a year older again. You can't keep pushing LeBron off. Oh, we're going to get one with – at some point, LeBron going to be 50 damn years old. What y'all think? He going to run out there with a gray beard? No.
Where's the window right now with LeBron? Where's your window? You say, is it half closed?
Two. Oh, the window?
The window. Like where's the window? The
window
is open when
he
first got there.
Another championship?
Yeah.
2 years. He's got to get it within these next 2 seasons.
Yeah, so there's a lot of
work to
be done.
Yeah, we can't 3 years from now, we sitting up here still talking about, man, LeBron James Game 7 of his 19th final or whatever the hell it is. You really honestly think 3 years from now we'll be sitting up here talking about LeBron James just went for 50 in Game 6 of the Western Conference Final?
The image
3 years
be,
from now.
The image a couple of years from now will be LeBron looking at Bronny after a mistake with that same look he gave JR?
I just don't see it. So we got to cash in the opportunity now. And if, much like Woe said, if he's standing out there like a cardboard cutout, I'm okay with it.
At least he's there.
Man, standing out there like a cardboard cutout. I don't want to see him standing on the sideline with designer jeans on. No, mm-hmm. I do not.
Okay. So no.
I need him to play, man. Tear it off the bone. Whatever it takes to get it done.
I love when you go into fan mode.
Why?
Because just before you told me how crazy it is, you know, from a Knick perspective.
But y'all sorry, you know, y'all different. We're a good right. team, which y'all is sorry. Unhealthy.
Hey, can I ask you guys a serious question? Do we think like AD doesn't want to go?
No, absolutely not.
Because I feel like some people think that. I think some people
don't know what they're talking about, Jay.
Some people out there say he's as soft as tissue paper. Some people call him Mr. Glass. So when you think about the dude that for the two wins averaged 34 and 10, you're telling me he doesn't want to be on the court with his teammates. So he warmed up for game five and then got told by the staff and himself that he couldn't really go because it was his knee that went to his groin and he hurt it. So I just want to put that perspective out there because we act like AD's soft and AD isn't breaking. This dude, when he plays with an aggressive level, is top five player in the league. Yes. He wants to be on the court. I'm sure he will try to go tonight. But let's just remember, they did just win a championship in October. And he has played through a lot of games being injured. So just put it into perspective for people that try to kind of code it with, oh, he's soft or mentally he's weak. Stop with that.
But you know what happens, though, Jay, is every time you look up, it's something.
Oh, I understand
that. And that's why the narrative and people shape it that way. He's on the ground. Oh my! You know, you sit there and it's like, oh, here we go again.
He's getting that reputation.
It just seemed like that's just the reputation. I understand that. Yeah. And then they go back to New Orleans and dig that up out the ground about his ability to play and stay on the court in New Orleans. And so that's why people try to say those things.
Once again, this goes back to my other conversation about, you know, people just throw around casually the word superstar, right? Like, and what does superstar mean? Like, superstar also means availability. And AD, I think, has a chance to really be – I mean, talent-wise, he's a superstar. But there's only, like, a handful of superstars in the league. Not everybody's a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, LeBron James plays through all this stuff.
But that's the hardest part. That's the hardest thing to get to that level where you are considered, like, again, the superstar. And every level has to have, like, a line of demarcation where, okay, after five, you're not a superstar. So these five guys, and you got to fit into that five because that's where you start debating, and that's why I always bring up the durability part.
Durability
because the great
is
thing
important.
About the best the greats are the ones that just are there all the time. That's what made LeBron so great.
The best ability. I mean,
it really is.
It takes a lot of luck though. As well. It takes a lot of luck.
That's fair.
It does take luck to be great. To be healthy all the time.
You
got to
stay healthy because of the grind on your body from practice to travel to playing in games. I mean, it's a physical. People think basketball is not a physical sport. It's a physical sport.
Like, can
imagine getting hit in your face with somebody's sharp elbow.
Well, here's also the increased volume of games when you're playing 3-4 games a week. When you're playing 40 minutes, like that's a
but
grind,
there are some
man.
That can do it. There's some that can. But,
but what I would say is, every time you see him rolling on the ground, that's gonna come back.
It's not that he doesn't want to play. It's the how much you trust
he wants to
him,
play.
Even when he start, like when things go well, when he's playing well, you now will watch going, just don't take a bad step. Like that becomes now part of when you watch him, you can't enjoy it thinking, sit back, enjoy this guy, because you feel one misstep and all this is gone and he's out for a couple of weeks. That's his reputation.
And you've seen
now.
Great players, Jay and Allen, that you like, man, if he could just stay healthy, he'd have been a monster. But he's just always getting hurt.
Cam Newton.
No,
later,
man,
later.
I'll tell you one.
You're not getting ready to start that with me.
I'll tell you one.
There's a guy that if he was able to maintain health, wouldn't he have been
Grant Hill?
I think
Grant
he's
Hill
fine.
Is the perfect example.
T Mac.
Perfect.
There's a couple of these guys. You're like, wow.
A lot of guys
you can do this with. Speaking of, by the way, Anthony Davis and the Pelicans and stuff from back in his New Orleans days. Alvin Gentry, who coached him there, is going to join us tomorrow on the show, 8:30 a.m. Eastern, so of course you want to keep it right here. As always, Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. And coming up next are the Packers. Yes, let's get back to that. Discounting how unhappy their franchise quarterback really is, and is it time for them to do a double check on the issue? That's after Key has this, or Jay
has this from Indeed.
From Indeed.
We both have Indeed.
Or somebody has something from someone.
Let's do a dual read, Key.
Oh, together.
No,
duet?
Indeed might be different than mine.
All right. Well, I'll go first. The good news is your business doubled. The even better news is Indeed can help you hire the right people without the wait times of the typical recruiting process. That's because Indeed has a great hiring platform where you can make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates over video right from their easy-to-use employee dashboard.
It's just another reason Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Find your next great hire at Indeed.com/credit.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
With my situation, it's never been about the draft pick. I love the coaching staff.
Love you, brother.
Love my teammates. Love the fan base in Green Bay. Incredible 16 years.
The Lombardi Trophy is going back home.
A lot of this was put in motion last year, and the wrench was just kind of thrown into it when I won MVP.
Is he the MVP or what?
A thing of beauty!
It's just kind of about a philosophy. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way. The people make an organization, and sometimes that gets forgotten.
How do you not get fired up? How do you not get fired up?
How many days?
How many days, Jay?
How many days? 98 days.
98
until
days.
Until the NFL season starts, and I see Justin Fields as a starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
That's right around the corner, man. That's not long at all.
Will you see Aaron Rodgers?
It was right around the corner as soon as the Super Bowl was over.
Yes. Yes. 365
next
days.
Next season.
I love when that happens. Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl. Everybody cheers for a day. And then it's like, let's get into our 2022
predictions.
Preseason predictions. What's up? I'm like, damn.
Never too early.
It just ended yesterday.
It's never too early. That's why the draft starts in October. Never too early.
That is true. But I know Jay's fired up. We're counting them down. We're getting excited. And we have more football to talk. And who better to talk to than Kimberly A. Martin on the Goodyear Hotline, our ESPN NFL reporter. Kmart, good morning. 98 days until the start of the season.
Yeah, it seems like the draft always starts in October for the Jets, right, Alan?
Really? That's what we're doing? That's what we're doing? I mean, that's bad enough. You know what I'm going through this morning, and that's what we're doing?
You're happy with Zach.
That's what we're doing, yeah. No, I can tease right now because everything, hope springs eternal in Florham Park. Everybody's happy in Florham Park, so that's why I can kid with you.
Yeah, We never lose in the off season. But, okay, everybody's happy in Florham Park. But is everybody happy in Titletown? Mm-hmm. What is going on in Green Bay? We got to ask you, of course, the obligatory Aaron Rodgers questions all the time. And Rob Demoski was great. Mm-hmm. He's talking about how Packers fans are starting to turn on him. Knowing Aaron Rodgers, is that ever going to – would that even impact him and whether or not he would actually hold out, not play at all, no matter how bad things are going for his team?
You know, Aaron is interesting because if there's ever a dude that you expect can hold a grudge for forever, it's Aaron Rodgers. You know, nothing about Aaron Rodgers is done by happenstance or chance. You know, he's very calculating, and I mean that actually as a compliment. Like, he thinks through everything. So everything he says, all the press conferences after the title game last year, his comments about beautiful mystery and I threw a monkey wrench into people's plans, that wasn't off the cuff. This dude knows what he's doing. So it does not surprise me that there is a segment of Packers fans that could be turning on him. I think any fan at some point is with a player, and then the longer a storyline draws out, the longer there is discontentment within an organization, fans typically tend to side with management, and I never understand that. But they just want all the players to buy in, to be where they should be, and right now, Aaron is very far away from Green Bay, and I don't think he's showing up anytime soon.
What's the story with Julio Jones, Kim? That is he coming, going? What are we doing with him now that you can see the Atlanta Falcons are talking about that they would accept a second-round pick, not necessarily sold on getting a one?
Well, that was the thing. The fact that they even wanted a one. When I talked to GMs and execs, they were like, they're not getting, definitely not getting a 2022 first rounder for Julio. As great of a player as he is, and as much as he would make any offense better, people are in the league. I had one GM tell me the other day, I would give up a third. Because the three factors, age, salary, and his injury history. Now, Julio, talking to people in the league, other teams understand that Julio's a guy who's going to get every dime that he's owed, and I don't begrudge him that. But it's not like he's going to come in and just say, oh, yeah, pay me less. If anything, it's, hey, you can extend me and pay me more, but he's going to get the 15-plus that he's owed, right? But so to me, it was always going to be an inevitability that the Falcons would have to lower their asking price. But because when you think about we're past the draft, we're past free agency, teams literally are trying to free up cap space just to sign their own draft picks. So the suitors, you would think Julio Jones would get so many suitors. Well, timing and the age and how much he wants, the salary, a lot of teams aren't equipped to bring that on. You have teams like San Francisco or the Titans. Those are two teams that come up the most. I make calls. I know the Ravens, they're good with Rashawn Bateman. They're not in on Julio. The Rams, they're not in. So there's really only a couple teams right now.
Kimberly A. Martin joining us here on the Goodyear Hotline. Kim, I got to ask you, will I be seeing Justin Fields start next season for the Chicago Bears? Oh, don't sigh like that. Oh,
you know what makes me sigh? Because he was a kid that was a young man that was picked apart during the pre-draft process and all that. And he goes to Chicago. I have confidence in him as an NFL player. But that situation in Chicago is not set up for him to succeed simply because the amount of pressure everybody within that organization is feeling. So to me, Alan knows this. I've covered bad teams in my career. Yes, and have. I've covered a lot of teams that have not developed quarterbacks properly. And so when you take a quarterback in the first round, your goal is to develop him. That should be the strategy, not, well, how do I keep my job? And not saying that is, you know, that Nagy and Pace are going to think about self as opposed to Justin Fields, but there's a lot of pressure. So you're going to start with Andy Dalton. All right, looking at the schedule, they got the Rams, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Detroit, Las Vegas, Green Bay. At some point, Andy Dalton is going to falter. How soon he starts to falter, how soon, you know, I think Andy Dalton's ceiling, we all know what it is. The Bears took Justin Fields because they know his ceiling is a lot higher. The question is, how good is Andy Dalton going to be to start the year? And if he slips up, how soon is that going to be? And will Justin Fields be ready? I would hate to see Justin Fields thrown out there just because Andy Dalton couldn't get it done. You want to make sure that Justin Fields, you know, he's taking second team reps and all that, that he's prepared and ready for when his opportunity comes.
Yes. Kimberly knows bad quarterbacks. Like Bart Scott says that all the time, right? Kim Hardy says, oh, I know bad quarterbacks. I've played with a lot of them. And and you do too, because you've covered
yes,
a franchise.
I was covering
that,
Bart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you've seen that go the wrong way. So that certainly is something that you watch yeah. in Chicago and really with a lot of the young quarterbacks around the league. Normally we see it where it's, we downplay the young quarterback. Oh, no, you know, it's not time. But instead, it sounds like a lot of these teams that took quarterbacks in the first round are almost accelerating the process, like giving you that thought that, yeah, we might see them in the first year.
Oh, I mean, there's no question. I think I'm of the conservative mindset. I like young QBs to sit and watch and learn. I know I'm in the minority. That's fine. But when you have outside pressures, when you have internal pressures, when it's about saving jobs, when you've got rookie contracts and you know your windows are finite with these young QBs, you pay them not as much so you could pay other guys more. You know, the process is sped up so quickly and the expectations are so high and we're so quick to call guys bust and oh, he's not good, as opposed to taking the time to develop young QBs. So I know, Alan, Zach Wilson, he's the man. I know you're excited. The Jets are excited. The kid is impressing behind the scenes. I can tell you that much. And I'm thrilled for you because you've suffered quite a bit, my friend.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
And I had a rough night, so I needed that little bit of good news. This morning.
See?
Kimberly, thank you so much for that little bright sunshine this morning after, of course, greeting me with the way you greeted me. Thank you so much.
You know how I do.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter on the Goodyear Hotline. The quarterback story, obviously, is always the big story in the NFL, but this year, more than ever, I just feel like you're just seeing it, even with Trey Lance, the way they're talking about him and how he looked. And I know it's OTAs and it's rookie camp, but
Mac Jones.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah, the way they're talking about him in New
Trey
England.
Trey Lance has a veteran quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right. But you don't
Justin
normally hear
Fields
teams talk
that
way.
Has a veteran quarterback in Andy Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Jones has a veteran in
yes.
Cam Newton. Who do the Jets have as a veteran
Not
quarterback
yet.
For Zach Wilson?
It'll be Nick Foles, probably. My guess. Nick Foles, right? Because Chicago doesn't need Nick Foles.
Chicago already announced that he'll be their third quarterback. Yeah, they made that statement yesterday.
Which is, they don't really need him. And so if they can get an asset for him, don't you think that would make sense? And if you're
I'm just trying to think what veteran they should get, or if they should even add a veteran to the room for babyface Zach.
Yeah.
It's just interesting, though, if you get Nick Foles. Like, Nick Foles is that guy that comes into an organization and just makes you go, do we give him a shot?
Things aren't going well.
Do we give him a shot? And
Philly special? Can we do it again?
Just saying.
Yeah. Well, the one place he did play well is Philly. Everywhere else, not as much.
Yeah.
So coming up, does Duke stay Duke without Coach K?
Wow.
Is he a huge part of their success, or can what he built continue on? We'll discuss that after SportsCenter. And, of course, you can hear us on Sirius XM, Channel 80.
And here comes the standing ovation in appreciation of the next season. As Young fires from way downtown and takes a bound.
Here's Trae Young at his finest right here. A step back 30-footer. In the appropriate, you are in the garden. You might as well take a bow.
That was a Hall of Famer, the great Marv Albert. On the call on TNT, it was also another guy called Reggie. I don't remember his last name. Trae Young takes a bow at MSG, eliminating the Knicks. 103-89, the Atlanta Hawks move on to the second round. Young had a terrific series. He joined Michael Jordan as the only visiting players at the Garden for three straight 30-point games in a postseason. His 146 games, 146 points in five career playoff games sets a Hawks record. He said of the bow, I know who we are. I know it's a bunch of shows around this city. I know what they do when the show is over.
Come on, Reggie. Don't get on Spike Lee for leaving the game early. The game was over. He's angry.
It was over. Now, for the Lakers, will it be over tonight? Anthony Davis will be a game-time decision for a very big Game 6 against the Suns at Staples. Remember, AD missed Game 5 with a groin injury that he suffered in Game 4. Lakers are looking to force a Game 7. LeBron James hoping to avoid elimination in the first round. He's never done that. He entered the postseason with a 14-0 record in the first round. Suns-Lakers, Game 6, ESPN Radio tonight. Coverage starts 10 p.m. Eastern. Coach K planning to retire after the 2021-22 season. It'll be his final season with the Blue Devils. He has 1,170 career wins, most by any men's or women's head coach in NCAA basketball history. SportsCenter brought to you by Indeed. If you're hiring this summer, you need Indeed. With Indeed Instant Match, just post a sponsored job and you'll immediately get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Okay, Bomani, let him know how you feel. Bomani Jones with a strong take there. Too old for this stuff, J. Will. Don't like that?
I got nothing to say about that. I mean,
tell us how you really feel.
That's how Bomani feels.
Listening on radio could see Jay's face.
Because you're not going to have me put slander on the greatest coach of all time. Like,
But he's not too old for it. He can still coach. It's just maybe the way things are going in terms of the way basketball at the college level has changed, recruiting and just everything. It's like, you know, I don't want to do it. That doesn't mean he's too old. It's just like, I don't want to have to go up against all these different obstacles to try to win another championship.
Well, it's just not one last run. It's also like, what is college basketball going to be over the next couple of years? Like, you have name, image, and likeness that is being ruled state by state.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have a lot of
the whole
different
landscape
leagues
is changing.
Everything's changing about it.
Yeah, so now high school athletes have options. We're seeing more and more, and LaMelo Ball being the latest, RJ Hampton as well. I'm just going to go play overseas, make some money. Why am I going to go to college?
Make a check.
And now, obviously, there's the opportunity to play in the G League right away, and you could do that, making money. Even in high school now, you can make that choice. That's coming as well.
So many options.
The complete landscape is changing, and it's not as much where the coaches and, you know, the old, I guess the old way, but just the way it always was, which is the big college programs sitting in the living room, talking to the parents, the idea of come play for our program, and, you know, we'll turn you into a fine young man and maybe a pro.
And even nowadays, and Jay know this, Jay never would have thought about going to a black college to play basketball because that really wasn't
an option.
It was an option, but it wasn't something that you was embedded in your head.
You weren't going to get the exposure you needed to get to the next level.
Now, dudes is like, yo, I'm going here, I'm going there. You got that challenge you got to deal with. It's so much. I mean,
it's different.
It's different.
So obviously, you go with a lot of times when the greats step down as coach. You know, the successors, that's the hardest thing to do. That's why I asked the question in the tease. Jay, you obviously are one of the greats in Duke basketball history, so you can answer this question. Can Duke stay Duke without Coach K? Is Duke because of Coach K? Obviously, he's the one that built the program. Well, but can they now take what he built, and can it sustain? John Shire is going to replace him eventually.
That's a really loaded question. I mean, Coach K is Duke basketball.
Right.
They are hand in hand. So, of course, there are going to be incredible challenges when you lose a staple like that. Now, can John Shire sustain the culture internally? Yes, I think he can.
Okay.
Internally. Does that equate to winning at the same rate that Coach K won at? I don't know. That's going to be hard to do.
Of course.
I mean, the winning percentage is incredible. I mean, it's just, I mean, when you go through what Coach K has been able to accomplish and you're asking me, can John Shire do that? Like, I don't know if I can realistically sit up here and say, yeah, John Shire can do that. And let me take you through some of the accomplishments. Let me pull them up, actually. I mean, the winningest coach of all time, 5 national championships, 97 NCAA tournament wins, the most in the history of the game, 126 weeks as AP number one, the most, 12 Final Fours, 15 ACC tournament championships, 12 ACC regular season championships, 15-time 30-win-plus seasons, the most. It's an arduous task for anybody to come in and say, for the successor,
it's difficult to fill those shoes. Like the immediate
– Yeah, but you know
– But you can't ask that of John Shire.
Of course you can't.
You can't ask that of him.
You can't expect that. Now, I hate Duke basketball, even though Jay, my boy. I just don't like Duke. Come on, man. I don't like Duke basketball. I like you. and I like some of the Duke. I just don't like the Duke basketball. We talk about it all the time. But when you look at it, you ask Jay the question, can that be sustained? Absolutely, 100%. Because I'm going to Duke for one thing and one thing only, to get a partial education, get connections, and go to the NBA. That's not going to change. That's almost like UCLA.
So that's John already Wooden, set. Yeah.
Oh, John it's Wooden set that foundation. Mm-hmm. UCLA going to crank out NBA players. Duke, man, they spit out NBA players. 11 games that Kyrie played?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First pick overall. So that's never going to change. The winning side of it, you know, 5 national championships and all that, that may change. But as far as cranking things out, I guess that's never going to change.
So UCLA changed. UCLA.
Well, they had their ups and downs.
Even when they had ups and downs, though, mm-hmm. think about it, though, Jay. Even when they had their ups and downs.
It was still UCLA. Yeah.
It was still Adidas. It was still UCLA basketball. And the only reason why I even bring UCLA up is because being out on the West Coast and John Wooden, the great John Wooden, and Mike Krzyzewski, I mean, that's like, you know, right there. Yeah. That's at the top. Mm-hmm. You think about Duke, Nike basketball, the Blue Devil. If I'm not saying it right, Cameron Indoor. That's not going anywhere. Poly Pavilion's not going anywhere. So that, to me, is what Duke basketball is going to always
be about.
The brand
now has built up strong enough that it doesn't matter, because that's the one thing about Duke was the presence of Coach K. Like, if you were being like that must have been for you when you met him, when he's recruiting you. Like, that's that, wow, that's Coach K. You know, like, you have those moments mm-hmm. where John Shire's been doing a lot of the recruiting, as we know. He's been a big part of that.
I love seeing highlights of you.
But it's not, you know, until he has that kind of success, there isn't that same aura. So that's why I'm asking, is the aura part of it? But the brand is pretty much built to the point now where it's still going to be a strong brand.
It's going to be an incredible brand. It's John Shire has to – The culture of Duke basketball is what needs to be maintained here. And I think how he markets that culture is very important now. And this is where college basketball is trending. Like, you have to look at the Duke basketball program or any top-tier collegiate program like it's a Fortune 500 business. How are you marketing to the young people out there about what differentiates your product from other people, right? Yes, we have the lineage. Yes, we have the tradition. But how are you keeping people relevant? Right? Like, and you've seen Duke try to do that with all their social media accounts. Like, when Zion came, they built that up. They have one of the best social media accounts there is in college basketball. Like, that's important. So I think continuing to learn what's important for the youth evolve. As they move forward about, hey, how do I maintain visibility? How do you stay in the culture? Right? Like, John and I had a conversation yesterday. I'm sure John is reaching out to Jason Tatum. I'm sure John is going to reach out to Kyrie Irving. I'm sure John is going to reach out to the best Duke basketball players, RJ Barrett, here in New York. Okay, great. How do you guys – it's going to take a team atmosphere to keep this culture progressing forward to live through the line of Coach K.
Is that why it's important that John Shire was named the successor rather than having a search going after – and again, Brad Stevens stepping down with Boston, you've always talked about his Coach K and his respect and connection with Brad Stevens. He would have been an outsider if he would have been a candidate for the job. But instead, they stay with the John Shire. And we've seen this when you name a replacement, like UNC just did it, North Carolina, with Hubert Davis, where he steps in, another guy, you know, a Tar Heel, through and through. Well, is that part important to keep that lineage?
1,000 Look, man, this is
UCLA
business.
Didn't do that this, after John Wooden. They went outside.
Right? So, you know, look, it's a lot easier for, like, you don't think Cal, if he's recruiting a kid, says, look at how many NBA players I got.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, you follow Anthony Davis? Ask Anthony Davis about me. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Ask John Wall about me. Ask Boogie Cousins about me. Call up Devin Booker. Are you going to Kentucky? Devin Booker's going to follow you back. You guys talk. Like, kids see that. Kids value that.
So at least John can say, I was there. I was a part of this. I helped develop, you know, Jay, I helped develop Tatum. I was a part. I recruited this dude. At least he can say that. Let me ask you this, though, Jay. Do you think for many years, and we keep going back to UCLA, many years John Wooden attended UCLA games, like literally all the time, and that was part of the culture, that was part of the marketing, that was part of all that. Do you think Coach K will be attending games on a regular basis So you could even point to the – well, not
keep
even point. People
just keep
know.
A presence.
He's
yeah.
in the building.
He's here.
He's in the building.
I've known this man since I've been 16 years old. Granted, your relationship is fluid over the years, right? Being part of the media, being asked to be objective about our school, things of that sort. I know where my loyalty lies always. But, you know, he's – basketball is what he does. It's who he is. The two things I've heard him talk most consistently about – over the last, you know, 30 years of my life have been Mickey, his fan, that's his wife, his daughters, and basketball. That's what his life is. So I don't see Coach K going anywhere. It's already named Coach K Court, Cameron Indoor. That's him. They're always going to be synonymous with one another. And he's always going to be around to help with recruits, to help with John Shire, to with there whatever the next step is. He's never leaving that program.
See, there you go then. It won't change.
Which it will be interesting because, you know, the only touch point I have here on how to deal with something like that, and I think that's also going to be how does John handle that, right? Like Dean Smith was around the hallways of North Carolina for a long time.
Yeah.
That comes with its pros and its cons.
Yes.
Right? So how will John handle that is a question that we're going to have to kind of follow as time moves forward.
Yeah, it's just, again, the amazing run that he had there at Duke. Actually, his college coaching career started at West Point, working under and playing also under Bob Knight. It's just an incredible story that he is, but where Duke goes from here, obviously, is a huge part of the story as well. Coach K, by the way, not the only one stepping away from basketball. We'll tell you about that. There's another retirement, another I'm done playing basketball story in the world of sports. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin presented by Progressive Insurance. So we'll get to all that after Key has this from O'Reilly.
Murray AC Month is going on right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's your AC is blowing hot air. You need to immediate relief. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Murray AC Month and get up to speed on $100 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a Murray AC compressor, accumulator, or dryer, expansion device, or condenser. There's no need to sweat it out. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and talk to our professional parts people or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Michael is in Queens. Michael, what's up, man?
And as far as Key goes and the diva, Key, you're so diva, it's more like Kiva should be your new name.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Market Madness. Key doesn't think this is going to happen, but I'll tell you what, I think it's going to happen. So let me update everyone as we continue with the voting. You, the listener, the viewer, you are involved in this right now. At KeyJNZ on Twitter, you can vote as Market Madness now moves to the 2-3 matchup in the Titletown region. And this is big in Chicago. Patrick Kane, the favorite son, Chicago Blackhawks superstar.
What's the percentages now?
I'll let you know in a second.
Okay.
All right. He is taking on Joe Burrow, who is Ohio's favorite son for the Cincinnati Bengals. And they are right now, and the voting is in. We're getting a lot of votes on this already. We're still 21 hours to go. Over 1,300 votes so far. Patrick Kane with the lead, 57.8% of the votes. So it's fairly close.
Yeah, it's close. And in 21 hours to go.
Yeah, a lot of time.
Terrific Joe will catch up, I believe.
You still think Joe Burrow more popular than Patrick Kane? Patrick Kane, man.
Outside of.
He's won cups.
Outside of Chicago.
It's plural. Like,
I understand.
Multiple.
Outside of Chicago, but you're going up against.
An NFL player?
Yeah, you think it's NFL? Say a guy in the number one sport in America.
Chicago stand-up.
Think what happened to Coach K with Larry Fitzgerald. K was blowing him away.
Well, then Gambo.
It doesn't matter who
Phoenix
did
retweets
what.
It
doesn't matter.
Well, we need people.
It doesn't matter who
in Chicago
did
it.
It doesn't matter
this,
that Gambo did what he did.
It did matter.
It's the number one sport.
Mm.
So when the number one sport takes over.
Oh, here
over,
we go. All right, hockey fans. You heard him. You heard him. At KJNZ. I might actually retweet it myself just to make sure Patrick Kane wins. It's going to flood the ballot box.
Patrick Kane, though.
Yeah.
America's son. Like the greatest NHLer born in America.
The greatest.
Three Stanley Cups.
A great success. Oh,
silver medal.
Greatest.
He's the greatest American.
He might be the greatest American born NHL.
Mike Richter wants a conversation with you about that.
God. I'm a Ranger fan, and I completely disagree
Patrick
with
Kane.
That.
No, no, no. Here we go. Don't get me wrong.
Three Cups.
York. Fantastic. No doubt about it.
Can
Fantastic.
We find somebody outside?
Mike Richter is where you're going
to
go?
Mike Richter was the first name that came
Brian
to mind.
Brian Leach would like to have a better
Brian,
word.
Brian Leach, yeah. So I'm trying to – I just look again. It's all right.
I'll just steal Gretzky. How about that?
Gretzky's Canadian.
I know. I'll just steal him.
Oh, you just take him?
Yeah, we'll just take him.
Just make him American. Well, anyways, Patrick Kane still trying to hold off Joe Burrow. Market Madness brought to you by Indeed. Hiring? Start finding the right people right away. Visit Indeed.com/credit. It's very important to understand the punctuation because when there's a question mark, you don't just say hiring because it's a question.
I understand.
So I had to just correct myself and make sure.
I said
the client likes it when you read the script properly.
I know. I said steal Gretzky. We stole Steve Nash. You do know that, right?
I mean, you stole him.
Because Steve Nash is Canadian.
Yeah.
But we don't – it's we just accept Steve Nash. Every time you say Gretzky, people will remind you he's Canadian. They don't do that with Steve. That, not at all. Not at all.
Basketball people do, but
– but overall, overall, I'm saying we stole Steve.
You don't
it's
look
like,
at Steve Nash
he's an American. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, he spent so much time, obviously, in the NBA and all the American cities. But great basketball player. Now, he's a great footballer, but not football.
Yes,
soccer.
Yes.
Tremendous soccer player. But speaking of football and the American version of football, there is another retirement from the sport of basketball that we got to talk about. And that is Myles Garrett. Kevin Stefanski, the Browns head coach, made the announcement.
He retired. So congratulations on a great career for Myles. Really proud of him. But he's done.
He's done because he seems to love playing pickup basketball. In fact, anytime you go on his social media, you see him playing in various games.
Look at the dudes he's playing against, though.
I know, this poor guy. That poor guy right there. Oh, my God.
With the headband,
oh, no,
though.
He didn't just.
Not the headband.
If you're watching this, oh, my God. On his Twitter, there's video of him crossing over. Actually, he looks like a football player, too. He's a pretty big dude. But he dunks
look
on
at
him
the size of him
and then stares him
dudes.
Down. This is on ESPN2 right now, news as well. Oh, my goodness. I wish we had audio of that.
Kevin Stefanski simply said he's face. Retiring him.
Now, it's great for his cardio, but obviously injury. I mean, the Aaron Boone story should be one cautionary tale for every athlete.
But it's a lot
Aaron Boone, by the way, blew out his ACL.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember.
Playing for the Yankees.
I don't know if you remember Terry Day. I think it was Terry Day, for the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Day blew out his ACL playing basketball. And, you know, Coach Parcells had a – it was a whole nother story. Oh, yeah. And I said this a long time ago. I said when Miles was playing and he was doing all sorts of stuff, I'm like, there's no need to be playing basketball. If I'm his teammate, I'm like, come on, man. You're not like that to be out there. I need you on the green, not on the brown. I need you on the grass and not the hardwood. And so the coaching – In the Cleveland Browns, they stepped up like, wait a minute, man. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your damn mind?
Yeah.
And if I'm a teammate of his, I'm like, dude, no. Now, if he wants to stand in the corner and shoot threes, okay.
But you're not getting cardio that way.
Yeah, but if that's what he wants to do, it's
right.
Cool. But all that running up and crossing over and doing that, one of them dudes that can't play, Johnny Hustle,
all
Lil
you need
Bobby,
is one guy that just
like Johnny Hustle running to you.
All you need is that
Johnny
one guy.
Hustle. Johnny Hustle.
And then you end your career. Aaron Boone's story. It's an amazing one.